As many organizations of all sizes are recognizing the importance of coaching as an integral part of their overall workforce development program. Coaching is being utilized for leadership development, team building, conflict resolution, goal setting, strategic planning, and much, much more. Let's talk about the growth and importance of coaching in the workplace. Ross Woodstock is an executive coach and consultant with Colt Communications in Okemos, and he has recently received his coaching certification from the International Coach Federation. Congratulations, Ross.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's a lot of effort to get certified, but certainly worth the educational experience and the training that I've been through the last couple of years.
I've known Ross for some years now. He's one of the first people I met when I moved to Lansing. As a matter of fact, he used to be the general manager for WLNS-TV6. And Ross, I would imagine the experience of being a general manager of that entity, dealing with all the things that you dealt with, have helped you in this job.
Yeah, it really has. It really did, Tony. Both from just a standpoint of dealing with a variety of organizational management issues that you have in an organization of that size, and then in a business that's as fast-paced as the media industry has always been, and then just the experience of mentoring a lot of people, which I got to do both as a news director and a general manager, something I really enjoyed over the years, and I found that people really enjoyed when you invested your time in them and in their careers. And that's, the reward that I got out of that really is what led me into the coaching.
All right, Ross, I'm a check-writing, decision-making, business owner, manager. We're doing pretty good. Why in the world would I need an executive coach?
Well, coaching is a tremendous employee development tool. It's a great way not only for individuals to grow, but to address challenges in your organization. No matter how well your organization is doing, everybody's got issues. It could be as a result of you're doing so well, you're growing so fast, you can't keep up with it. But coaching can help with team building, with conflict resolution. It's a terrific leadership development tool if you're trying to develop a new line of leaders within your organization. And it's just good for a tune-up. No matter how successful you've been in your career, we all reach those plateaus where we're not moving ahead as much as we think we ought to. So that's an opportunity to help grow. Coaching is also good in terms of employee retention and attraction. When you have a good coaching program, that's something that employees really want to be a part of. So the fact that you have that would be a real asset for your organization in that way.
Every executive seeks a return on investment. They want a bang for their buck. Can coaching be measured?
You know, that's a great question, Tony, and it's one, you're right. Whenever an executive implements any kind of program, the first question they usually will ask a CEO or a CFO will say, what's my ROI? How am I going to measure that? And yes, you can measure coaching. It's very individual depending on the coaching situation. But for example, if you're working on your sales force trying to improve sales performance, well, you can measure, sales figures, or if you're trying to reduce turnover, a similar type of thing, you can measure that. There are other things that are a little bit more difficult, and the advice that I give people is, sit down before the coaching begins with the coach and determine just what's the metric that you're going to use and how are you going to implement it. It can be done in any situation, and it's something that's you want to know, especially in this day and age, you're getting a good return on your investment, and coaching has been shown to deliver a very high ROI.
Ross, how can coaching help a company retain and attract employees?
Well, it's good to have a coaching program. First of all, in terms of retention, the fact that employees, everybody wants to get better. We all want to grow, we all want to get better, and if you're going to invest in your employees and help them do that, that's a major asset for your organization. I mean, once in any organization, when an employee starts to see the benefits of coaching, other employees are going to be lined up at your door wanting to be part of the program because we all want to get better, we all want to grow. And so that's the fact that you have that kind of a program makes your business better, it makes your people better, it makes them want to be there and work more and be more productive, and has a direct impact on your bottom line. And in terms of attracting good talent, that's something that you can use to to say, here's something, you come to work for us, and we're putting tools in place to help equip you to get better and grow and help you achieve your goals, and that's a good thing.
What are some of the hot topics that you're seeing in your coaching practice right now?
A couple of things. Time management's a big thing with everybody right now. Everybody's busier than they've ever been, and you know, how do I, you know, sometimes it's things as simple as how do I manage the 200 emails a day that I'm getting? How can I do that more effectively? So you see a lot of that. And I think the other thing that's going on right now, Tony, that's really unique in organizational culture is we have four generations in the workplace right now, and there are a lot of intergenerational conflicts that can develop because we're all so different. You've got, you know, you've got the baby boomers and the matured millennials, and you've got the, you know, Generation X, Generation Y, and we're all wired differently. So how do you get those generations to work together more effectively? And I think the other thing that you're seeing right now is because a lot of the consolidation and downsizing that's gone on, you've had a lot of early retirements, a lot of people leave the workforce, and as a result, there are a lot of younger, less experienced managers out there, and in many cases, those managers are supervising older employees. And that creates a whole other set of issues that are presenting some unique challenges for organizations right now.
Ross Woodstock is an executive coach and consultant with Colt Communications in Okemos. He's recently received his coaching certification from the International Coach Federation. Colt Communications is located in Okemos. Ross, thanks so much for your time.
You bet, Tony. Have a great day.